Governor Cuomo was credited for laying out an ambitious agenda by several members of the region's state delegation. Cuomo called for boosting the upstate economy, expanding casino gaming, and increasing the minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $8.75 an hour. Assemblymember Sean Ryan, a Buffalo Democrat, says the best way to spur growth is pay workers more money.
Western New York, the minimum wage employers are national corporations like Walgreens and Walmart, Rite Aid and CVS. They're not mom and pop. They're not Main Street. They're huge companies who have a business model based on a low wage model. And that's not a model that's good for our economy.
The governor also called on lawmakers to pass a Women's Equality Act. The idea has a lot of merit, according to Assemblymember Jane Corwin. A Clarence Republican, Corwin says statistics do show women get paid less than men do for the same work.
The important thing is we want to make sure that any kind of changes we make, any new laws, don't make it more bureaucratic and don't make it more difficult for women to be hired. Sometimes when you try to solve a problem, if it's not done correctly, you end up making the problem worse.
Gun control, increasing time in the classroom, and paying teachers based on performance were among some of the other noteworthy items from Cuomo's 2013 State of the State address. Some members of the region's state delegation don't appear ready to support gun control. Senator Patrick Gallivan, the former Erie County Sheriff, says most weapons used for crimes in New York come from out of state. Gallivan, an Elmer Republican, says he's disappointed Governor Cuomo didn't mention funding gun interdiction, local law enforcement, and prosecutions.
For too long, we've neglected and haven't talked about the people that are dying one by one on the streets of Buffalo and Rochester and Syracuse and New York City and some of our rural areas. So my focus, coming from law enforcement, is tough enforcement and working on getting the illegal weapons and criminals off of the streets.
Assemblymember Michael Kern says he's apprehensive about changing the state's gun laws. Kearns, a Buffalo Democrat, says it's a federal issue.
I think we're going to need some comprehensive federal legislation to, you know, close some of the gun show loophole laws. I mean, I could drive across the state lines and pick up a gun, and mostly what happens is it's the criminals that have the guns and the law-abiding citizens who follow the laws and register and do what they're supposed to do.
Chris Kaye, WBFO News.